Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Yeah, sure, hoop-de-doo. Now back to your Saturday morning fix of the Mr. Fix-It Show with your host, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I'll bring the chips and the dips and root beer, even though dark purple rain clouds
are... 7:51 in the morning, Lou Manfredini, time for our new to Lou 2. Do you have drywall in your home? Do you want to hang stuff easily and not damage anything? And... make it quick and easy, then you need this Noodaloo too.
All right, who has two thumbs and can hang anything? You do. And that's all you need for this week's Noodaloo too. If you're one of those people that gets hangxiety, anytime you have to hang photos, frames, shelves, you're going to want to tune into this. Our Noodaloo 2 this week, High and Mighty, allows you to hang anything yourself in seconds so you can save all that stress for something worth actually stressing over. High and Mighty wall hanging hooks are designed to be stuck up.
OMG.
No hammers, forget fighting with awkward screws, anchors, and nails, and simply place and press the wall hanging hook just where you want it for instant secure installation into drywall.
What?
No tools needed.
What?
Unlike nails and screws, High and Mighty hanging hooks leave only tiny holes so you can relocate items easy without damaging the walls. They can hold 20, 40, 60 pounds to suit your project. They're designed for use with wire, D-ring, or sawtooth, making the wall hook a perfect choice for hanging pictures, photos, art, mirrors, and any type of wall decor. They are reasonably priced, easy to use, and you can find out more at designedtobestuckup.com. Lou did a little demo video we posted on his Facebook page that will also include a link right to the site. So click your little fingers on over and check it out. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
Oh, you did. I said to Sam, if I didn't know if you did a shout out. You know, Sam has his podcast, Chicken Wings. What is it?
Chicken Dinner.
Hot wings?
How do you bungle this
every week?
Well, that's part of my thing. I'm just going to always bungle it so then you can correct me and people go, what is it?
Bok!
Right. Chicken Dinner. I'm wearing, Lindsay bought me, which was very nice, a zip-up hoodie with the Chicken Dinner logo. It's a nice, what do we call that, blue?
A royal blue.
Royal blue, which I like royal blue.
It's a cub blue, pretty much.
It is kind of a cubby blue. Yeah, you're right. And so I'm like, oh, well, let's wear this for the video for our High and Mighty. So it's the Chicken Dinner thing. A little shout out. Did you put his website up there?
I put his Twitter handle and hashtag Sam.
You're welcome.
Hashtag Sam.
Hashtag Sam.
Sam Hanyadovich.
Hashtag Bok.
But you don't have a...
Hashtag Bok.
Oh, yeah. I should have.
Yeah, that would have been good.
Bark, bark,
yeah.
Bark.
All right, easy. You're driving people crazy.
Bark, bark.
So the
they're never going to
High
now.
And Mighty. The new Domenech quit. He left. So this High and Mighty thing. This is how I'm going to describe it. I want you to picture a saber-toothed tiger from a picture of a saber-toothed tiger.
Got it.
With those saber tooths. What's that? What's that movie with the saber-toothed tiger?
Ice Age.
Yeah. And the guy who's the voiceover guy for Ford.
Ray Romano.
No. He's the elephant. It's the guy that is the voiceover guy for Ford. He goes, yeah, it raises the bar. Oh. He's the comedian. He was a comedian. Can you picture him? You know who he is? Mm. He's the voice of the saber-toothed tiger. So picture that saber-toothed tiger with those fangs. Now imagine that saber-toothed tiger's looking at you and he's mad. And he opens his mouth and he cocks his head back. And those fangs are, the bottom of those fangs are looking right at you. Now you take the head of that saber-toothed tiger and you jam it into the drywall with the tips, those two fangs. But then all you do is you take your thumb and you go, and it pops right in. And so the fangs go in. There's a flat piece of metal that rests against there. The physics of the whole thing is when you hang something on the little hook that's on the flat piece of metal, the heavier it is, the more it pushes into the wall, and they have some clips that'll hold up to 40 pounds. Now, I said this in the video, We actually shot the video at Lindsay's house, which we think your home was built in the 60s, right? Lindsay's home was built in the 60s. The drywall in older homes is denser. It's more dense. So you can't just push it in with your thumb and, you know, be like, hey, Lou said I can just push this in with my thumb. You may have to tap it in an older home with your hammer. But then we went down to your laundry room that had been renovated. And I said, I really want to show this how it works. And how quickly did we do that? It just went.
Popped right in.
I go, are you ready? You got the camera going yet? And you actually, like, were almost startled. It was so easy. Mm-hmm. And it really is an interesting.
And the holes are so tiny.
So tiny. So if you live in a rental property and you want to hang some stuff and then pull it off, you're just going to do a little bit of spackling and you'll be done. And the actor's name is Dennis Leary. Yeah. Who's the saber-tooth? That was the saber-tooth tiger. Tom Jenke sent that. It's Dennis Leary. So anyway, it is high and mighty. It's a whole nine. And what I really like is they have a line of hooks, which are really nice. Satin nickel. They have shelves and everything. It only works for drywall. If you have plaster, it's not going to work. Check out the video on my Facebook page. We'll also put it up at WGNradio.com. We'll be right back.